Amen. Sounding good. Praise the Lord.
Let's sing one more. My.
And that black box on Brother Paul.
Yes, sir.
384Z.
That's your parking lot, baby.
Because he lives, we are here.
Amen.
And worship him, praise him, spirit and truth.
Praise the Lord. He's why we're here today.
God sent his son.
They call him Jesus. He came to love. He'll act for you. He lived and died.
Faces. You know, even though we still got these masks on, we know who we are.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful for that.
Amen, brother.
Food ministry served 107 families this month. Just give the Lord a big hand for that.
Yeah.
I just want to thank everybody that was able to come out and participate.
Amen.
I'm going to go into my verses this morning. I'm going to go to Acts. I've got a little bit of reading here.
All right.
So just bear with me. I'll try to go slow enough because everybody can keep up. But I'm going to start with the last verse in chapter 3. When you get there, say amen.
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 Unto you first, God having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas and the high priest and Cephas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And they that had sent them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole.
Praise the Lord.
This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw that the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go out aside of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them, and manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was shown. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is them, all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, for of the truth against thy holy child of Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now the Lord behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and the signs and wonders may be done by the name of the holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul, neither said any of them that ought of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. You know, we need to speak the word with boldness, and for, you know, the world is trying to do away with Jesus. You know, they're trying to take him out of the world, and we see it more and more every day. And you know, I'm not saying beat down people. You know, we need to try to lift them up, bring them into the Lord. You know, let them see that there's a better way.
Amen.
You know, and I'm so thankful for the Lord, what he's done for me in my life. You know, and you know, if he can do it for me, he can do it for all.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful for him this morning, and I'm glad I serve a God as mighty as Jesus.
Amen.
You know, and I'm thankful he died on the cross for me.
Praise the Lord.
As we go to the Lord in prayer this morning, I'm going to ask, does anyone have any prayer requests this morning?
A flat, brother.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now was blind, but now I see.
praises.
Yes.
I'm thankful for what he's done in my life. Does anyone have anything on their heart this morning? Song, testimony? Not a one. Turn it over to Paul.
Bless you, brother. We count it an honor and a privilege to be back this morning in the house of God.
Amen.
Oh, something he said or done to help and encourage you. Turn your Bibles this morning. We'll get right on into the service. I guess the Proverbs. And in the fifth chapter of Proverbs. And I pray today God would help us. Everybody here, everybody that's listening, tuned in, let this message, been on me for a few days, I don't know, but hope you let it sink in. Proverbs chapter number 5, verse number 21. Back up to verse 20. Proverbs 5, verse 20. And it said, "And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sin. He shall die without instructions, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray." You may be seated. And I pray today that the Lord would help us here with these scriptures and with the thought on our mind and the thought we've been thinking about for a few days. And you ponder your life, ponder your heart, ponder your relationship with God, and look at it like this. There's some things that just don't seem right. There's some things that just don't seem right. Why would we as a people of God, let's look at this morning for a few minutes. He asked a question here. He said, "Why would you be ravished, my son, with a strange woman? Why would you be carried away with things of a strange woman? Or why would you even lay your head in her breast?" For number one reason, as a child of God, it just don't seem right. For me to run after another doctrine or another belief or trying to be persuaded that Jesus is not the only way, why would I even consider to lay my head even in her breast or in her lap? Why? Because it don't seem right. Now turn with me over to the 10th chapter of this same book. The 10th chapter of this book. Why could why could we as Americans, why could we as people that believe that God, that this nation was founded upon the Word of God, how could we as the people of God put up with the things that we're putting up with that don't even seem right? Been quite too long. Been quite too long. Jesus, He come. He said, "I didn't come." He said, "I come. I come to divide. I come to make war." Now He said, "You got to look at it in the volume of the book." Now, God is love, and He gave His love to mankind by giving us His Son to die on the old rugged cross for the sins of the world, my sins and your sins. But man, these things out there right now, it don't even seem right. I mean, you stop at the gas station and look at what you got to put up with to buy gas to put in your automobile. But there's some things you see that don't even seem right. I tell you why it don't seem right. Because it's not right.
Amen.
God didn't make Adam and Steve. God made Adam and Eve.
Amen.
God, I mean, I was walking last night outside dark, and I was looking up at the stars. I mean, how they had a reflection, how beautiful and how bright the star was shining. I looked down and I began to look. Maybe trying to look through the eyes of God, looking down at the world, maybe thanking God, maybe He knows that things ain't right. But we as the people of God, we know, I mean, we ought to realize there's things going on that don't even seem right. I can't explain what all I got this morning, but I'll try. But in the 10th chapter of this same book, in verse number 29, said, "The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity." The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the forward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous knoweth what is accepted, but the mouth of the wickedness speak forward. We ought to know what we hear. We ought to believe what we hear. We ought to know what seems right. Friedman Floyd, I believe it was, that wrote a book, was under the influence of cocaine most of the time that he wrote it. Our government and our people in Washington, they're using that book as the Bible. It don't even seem right. We know as the people of God, the things that we hear and the things that we say and the things that we see, we know if it seems right or not. I didn't know. I wish we would have killed a giant or walked on the water with all the new people that come back to the house of God. But you know that this country and the shape that it's in and the way that the church is headed, it don't seem right. Now, Buford gets on into Sunday school, and this next chapter, it talks about the woman's role and the man's role behind the pulpit. And there's a lot of things out there, guys, just don't seem right. I tell you why they don't seem right. Because they're not right. They've laid their head in the wrong lap.
Amen.
These people that's damned and believing a lie because they've not done not done something about things that don't seem right in their own lives. Let me share this with you just for a few minutes. I got saved in 1990. And God changed my wardrobe. And when I go out to mow the yard in the summertime, I got breeches on and I got a shirt on. I'm covered. I can even be getting dressed and I can get in front of my wife without a shirt. And to me, that don't seem right. I don't know. Maybe I'm wired wrong. But I mean, there's things that we do and we allow and we see that we don't pay no attention to. Honey, there's some things that don't seem right. They're not right. Why would you name the name of Christ and stand at a counter at a grocery store or a gas station and scratching off lottery tickets, hoping to win? It's gambling. People of God, you ought to do that. The reason it don't seem right, it ain't right.
Amen.
But we don't say nothing about what don't seem right anymore. Boy goes, walks up there, walk in the parking lot. These britches plumb down in yonder, showing them blue bloomers. And I say, my God, son, pull your britches up. That ain't right. But we don't say anything about stuff that don't seem right anymore. If it's embarrassing for me, it should be embarrassing for you. If things don't look right, they don't seem right to me, seem me like you'd be looking what I'm looking at.
Amen.
We've got loose on the handle. Well, let's go, guys. I'm going to get to the good stuff. It's all good.
Amen.
But in the 29th verse right there again, it said, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but the destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Now turn with me to the 14th chapter of this book. Proverbs 14, verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man. But what did it say? But the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seems right unto a man. There is a way that seems right unto people. I mean, people can they can go to church, sign the book, do all they can and everything. Let me go ahead and throw this in here while I'm here. Some of you here this morning out there listening and the sound of our voice, you've been born again, you've been saved, but you've never been baptized. I'm going to tell you something, beloved. If you've been born again, saved by the grace of God, you ought to be baptized. Baptism is what represents the old has been buried and been raised again in the newness of life. And it seems like we've been in the coronavirus and we've been alive, but I don't want to get in a seem like way, in a seem like situation where it just seems like what we're doing is right. By the grace of God, we want to do what God says is right. Seems like we would. Seems like that there is a way that seems right unto man. lining up at the borders to get in our in this country. No restrictions, no nothing. Promised lies. It seems good, but somebody's going to pay. Somebody's going to suffer. It seems like when you've had enough, it seems like when we've done all that we can do to stand, it's time to stand and say, hey, this don't even seem right. I seen two women the other day holding a baby. They had one of them had a wedding ring on that looked like a man. But honey, it don't even seem right. I mean, I'm not only preaching against sodomy. There's a lot of things in our own lives that don't even seem right. Let me give an example right here. There was 10 lepers in the gospel, in the Word of God, that stood afar off, crying out to God, crying out to Jesus. And the Bible said that Jesus told them what to do, told them how to go about the healing process and being healed and such and so on. But there was only one that turned around and gave God the thanks. I don't know about you, but it seemed to me like all 10 of them should have turned around. I mean, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends are the ways of death. You know, we look at everybody else and try to gauge our life and try to gauge how we're doing by how everybody else is doing or not doing. If you're doing that, that's not right. Right here's how we gauge our life out of this book. Amen. Now the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. For women to stand up over adults and teach the adult men. Honey, to me, that don't seem right. Why? Because God said it wasn't right. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at all. Get mad at them that's tuck the lockjaw on God. Won't tell it no more. God's Bible said for a woman not to usurp authority over a man in the house of God. Amen. But we've got now that it don't seem to bother us. Why is that? Because we're in a seem-like way. Seems like it's okay. Seems like that's the way it is. Seems like that's the way it ought to be. Well, there is a way that seems like, but the ends are the ways of death. Seemed like that a man that was warned of God to build a boat that where it never rained seemed like that he would have that he wouldn't have built a boat because it never rained. But I'll tell you one thing: when he got in the boat and the water came and they went up, I guarantee you one thing: there was a lot of seemed like ways went down. Yeah. Seemed like. But seemed like we ought to do this. Seemed like we ought to do that. Seemed like we ought to realize that the seem like way are the ways of death. Amen. Well, let's go on. Verse number 12 of this book, 14. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Going to end up dying. Going to end up dead. Look at verse number 14 of this book. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. And a good man shall be satisfied with himself. I've seen it over the years. I've been there myself. The backslider is not so mad at you. He's mad at himself and takes it out on everybody else. When you get in a seem-like way, in a seem-like relationship, I tell you what will happen. Your anger, you'll be filled with it, and it ain't good. Don't even seem right. Women talk to their husband disrespectfully. Men talk to their wives disrespectfully. Honey, it don't seem right. It ain't right. But we get to a place in our life we're telling everybody how good we're doing. But we don't know where they've been to get where they're at. Seem like we learn a little along the way. Seems to me like. That's one of my granny's all-time words. Seems to me like. Seem to me like that cow would be giving milk by now. Seem to me like that butter would be churned, that milk would be churned to butter now. Well, there's a lot of ways that seem right, but the end are the ways of death. It seems like that man that lived and fired scrumptious all of his life, and there was a beggar laid out there at his gate begging for the crumbs of his table. Seems to me like he would have took a little bit better care of him. Seems like. Why did Peter walk on the water? Seems like when he was going to Jesus, he wouldn't have went down. He wouldn't have if the winds hadn't have got boisterous. Seems like. Ain't that the message of the story? When that Roman soldier was standing there and smote him, and four came with blood and water and come out, and the sun refused to shine, and he said, "Surely this was the Son of God." And people believed God, and it seems like that more people would have believed. What about that man that his friends couldn't even get to him there? Now listen, couldn't even get to the Son of God in a house. And I know the Bible, what it says about how they took the roof off of it and let him down right in front of Jesus. Seemed to me like, brother, they'd have been some more trying to help him get to him. Seems to me like. I mean, after Peter seen all that he seen and told the Lord he wasn't washing his feet, seemed to me like he'd have been one of the first ones that wanted to do it. Judas Iscariot, I mean, that would have held the bag, kissed the Son of God, and never went through the door, seemed like he'd have been one that would have been there. There's a lot of things that seems right. But I'll guarantee you one thing, beloved. I've been in this long enough. You follow them long enough, and you'll see whose lap they got their head laying in. Because out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak. You'll tell on you. These masks cover our face, but the eyes don't lie. That wondering eye, that one that she stands on the corner and boy, and capturing every young man, the ever unskillful, ever unlearned, and even the skillful and even the learned. She entices them to come in and lay her head on her breast and on her lap and so on and so forth. And her ways are the ways of hell. Seem like we'd stay away from her. Why? Why does she have such a force? Why does she have the ability to draw and to pull us so far away from God, seems like we'd learn our ways by now. She standeth on the corner. And she cries at the gates, and she does all she can to raise hell and havoc in your home and in my home. But her ways seem okay. Her taste is sweet as honey. But her ends is the way of death. Well, it seems like I don't know about you, but I want it to be right. Danny and myself, we played the instruments for so long, we know that they're not in tune. We absolutely will not play if we're not in tune. But it don't take long to get tuned back up. Seems like you get tired of that sound. Seems like you get tired of hearing it. Seems like we'd do something about it. If we don't, we're on the way and in the ways of death. Seems like there is a way. Proverbs 14 and 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, I don't know about you. There's some things that you and I deal with on a regular basis that we can't do anything about. But it seems like we wouldn't want to participate. It seems like we'd want to draw ourselves away from these things. Now, I don't know why all of this is the way it was this morning, but I know one thing. There is a way that seems right. Try your best to make sure it is right. And if you don't know if it's right, or if you don't know if it's right, ask somebody. Seems like a lot of things, don't it? But let's make sure it ain't the end. It's not the ways of death. I'll say it again. Seemed like all 10 of them lepers would have turned around until just one of them did. Seemed like we'd say, Lord, is it me? One of you's going, Lord, is it me? Martha, what about Mary? Seems like, right here's what it means. You work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Not trying to get to heaven any other way other than by Jesus. When we get out of the seem like way, we'll know we're in the right way. And listen, I'm closing. Over the years and through the years, I've heard people and I've heard the song, and it seems like it never does anything but cause confusion and trouble and points the arrow to themselves. And I've seen it over the years, and some of you may know, some of you maybe can relate. We've always said, well, it don't seem right. Well, I tell you why it don't seem right. It's never been right. That's why it don't seem right, because it's not right. Take a stand for what's right. God will take a stand. God will take a stand for what's right, won't he? Let's bow our heads this morning. Well, I feel like I've made a mess out of this, but I can't help it. There is a way it seems right. A man's right in his own eyes. And now I know, guys, sometimes it don't seem fair. You wonder about people that didn't make it through Corona, and we get in ourselves and we think about Judy, and we think it seemed like the Lord took this and that rotten thing instead of the good. I don't know how we are, but I do know man's heart's desperately wicked above all things. There's a lot of things that don't seem right that ain't right. There's a lot of things that we just have to pray God help us and show us and deliver us and show us the right way. Rex dismisses in prayer. Come back tonight, and I hope we'll get to shout the victories of God. You sure can, honey. She wants to be anointed, guys. Bless your heart, Crystal. You men come here and help me anoint her.